Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. It was a very emotional day and very busy. Obviously, happy birthday, Charlotte. I did go out to the side yard, did my happy birthday video, which I did for her now several times. This is the second one there. And before I did that, I watched a couple of the previous ones. And one of the things that it reminded me of, because I mentioned it, is the Naming Dames video that I did some time ago. But when I was there in the video, I showed her the purse. Well, that purse is back here hanging by the shirt that Eric Lee gave me. And those are the socks that I showed you about a month ago or so. But that's the purse from her. But I also showed her a stack of postcards. You know, you can see this is a large number of postcards. You notice they all have these yellow tags on it because they came back return to sender. So the idea that you cannot censor, if you obey man's law, you cannot censor the mail to my kids. Well, here's some evidence of it. This is a large stack. And of course, every time you see my wall behind me, those are the first ones. So there's about 100 on the wall and we're about the same here. So violation of man's law? Why? I think so. An act of love? Well, obviously not. But, you know, the irony was, yesterday I did get a postcard return from Dorothy Jane. There are six photos of Phuc Thong, or Thong Phuc, on my walls, and I respect him. We share a love for those who do not see birth, the same Lord, in a similar tenacity. Because, again, as I quoted him about he's going to continue until his last breath, he said it slightly differently. And then, of course, a card to Susanna arrived this morning as I sent out my postcard. There was a bit of sensationalism made today about Fort Rucker. That is more flash than substance. Our date on July 12, 2007 was a big deal to me. And something about a day for Mr. Tamal, because that was the photo of that day, and this is what happened to Mr. Tamal. This is to Mr. Tamal dying, and this is his family, the girl and the guy who were in the van being shot up by the people who were trained at Fort Rucker. But anyway, we won't go in that 117th time. My postcard today was sent to the lady I am one with, because, again, I follow what the Lord says, not what man says. But I did write her, the promise remains to be, quote, broken together. I love you, I love you, I love you, you're a man. So, what happened? I mentioned the Naming Names video. This was done February 25th. 2017, a number of years ago. And in this case, I stated that I had a specific list of people that I wanted to reconcile with. I mentioned, I specifically wrote down the quote, I want to reconcile with all of you. This included Jim Cross, Rinder Keynes, Chris Bitterman, and obviously my wife. But one of the people I mentioned in that was John Painter. John Painter was a gentleman. I have a lot of some of his art on the wall, right over there, including one that's an artist, a painter. On painted canvas, and it's fantastic. You look at the subtleties; it is just amazing. The gift that man had is just phenomenal, and it's a pencil drawing of a painter, and his name is John Painter. But again, all his work was in pencil. But I mean, the guy was remarkably gifted, and again, on my wall, I have. Two reproductions, but two originals. And I mean, this is some phenomenal work. But he was a friend for a while, and the issue was we had wonderful conversations because we shared a similar joy for artistry. Obviously, he did it from a radically different perspective because that's definitely his field. It's not mine. But he gave me a lot of insights, and we talked about a lot of things. And subsequently, on February 25th, 2019, about 2 years later, I did a video, The Artistry of John Painter, A Dialogue and Reconciliation. And in there, I do show a whole lot of his artwork, because, again, I have the images of them and, of course, the couple originals. But we also discussed theology a bit, and we did see, agreed on being Christian, but we did not agree on what the Bible says. And the pertinent moment was one time he came into my apartment and we talked a bit, and he asked me to be a little bit more flexible. And I ask, you know, give me some, you know, I see what the Bible says. Give me a reason to be more flexible. And I remember the way he kind of methodically got up off the chair, walked out. And that was basically the end of our relationship, because shortly thereafter he was dead. And I described a lot of the events around that because it was somewhat impactful. But that walking out, I thought was very, because instead of engaging me, he abandoned me. But the original video, the Naming Names video that was mentioned, was done February 25th, 2017, December 8th of 2017, later that year, I did a happy birthday video. This was a lot shorter than some of the other ones I've done. Happy Birthday, My Lady, Broken Together. And the reason I use that is because my friend Chris, sometime before that, shared with me the song by Casting Crowns of Broken Together, which you'll find is at kozlowski.org. The link is right there. So you watch that video, and when I first saw it, I remember I turned into a pool of tears. That really, really crushed me, because what I saw in there was my wife and myself, beyond question. And, of course, I offered that suggestion more than once to her, to be broken together. The song is marvelous. It really is. But there's something that, because obviously, since I put it on kozlowski.org today, I watched it. And you'll notice there's a particular still I used for the poster image. But when you watch the song, you'll see the mom with a daughter and some other kids having a birthday party. And again, the artistry, not only in the music, but in the video, is superb. Because they zoom, you see the group there, and they show with a little bit of emphasis on an empty chair, because the dad wasn't there at the party. And they give you a moment where you see the mom and daughter together, and there's the singing going on in the background, but you see her say something. So you're not hearing what she says, but what she says is abundantly clear. She says, "Where's Dad?" And, you know, I thought about it. Where would Susanna, would Gloria Jane, Walter and Zadok say, "Where's Dad?" You know, the problem is, it's the mom who says, no, you don't get your dad. That's a problem. But the reason I use the particular still, because, you know, the way the video closes, they show the couple as a younger couple, and then they show them as an older couple. And the transition they do at the end, where clearly there's tension, you see the guy sitting on a table alone, obviously brokenhearted. Oh, do I understand this? And the woman comes and takes a chair and moves it next to him. And if you'll see in my description, my happy birthday video, I said, what you see at that moment is 1 Corinthians 7:11 lived out. A wife is called to reconcile with her husband. The wife came to the husband, and you see her slowly put her hand out to put it on top of her husband. And as you see that happening, they change to the older couple doing the same. Superbly done. The video artistry was phenomenal. And so again, I thought about that because I want to grow old with a lady I married. I still want to do that desperately. I promised her to do what I can to live to be 90. And the evidence is looking pretty strong. I might make it, at least, you know, physically. I'm in much better health than when she was by my side. But there's another aspect here. When you see her putting her hand, the focus obviously is her hand going on her husband's, but look at her other arm. She has a watch on. I looked at that watch. It's a fairly thin watch, and it reminded me of something. So you will find that I have a September 9th of 2016 video, a very short one, less than a minute, about a watch. This is when I moved from the smaller apartment to the larger apartment. And I shuffled around some stuff, and I found that I had Dorothy Jane's watch. I went to a local jewelry store, had them put a fresh battery in it, and then sent it to my lady. Obviously did the video also. I heard nothing. However, what I don't know for sure, because I don't know, but that was September 9th of 2016. I have a photo of my wife, January 28th of 2017. Obviously, I didn't take the photo. This is one, I grabbed some photos. I've only done this once. I haven't done it again simply because it hurts. But I think it was Tirza's Facebook account. You know, I don't have a Facebook account, so all I got was what was publicly available. And I grabbed some photos. And of course, that photo is on Kozlowska.org now, which obviously I've linked to. But here she is. And there's two things to note. Obviously, there's our son, but she's wearing a watch. And I don't know 100%, but it sure looks like the watch that I returned to her. And I wonder if it is. I do wonder if it is. This is also because at that time when I did that, I found out that apparently she was in, my guess is, some sort of car accident because she had the stuff on her hand to recover. You know, the person that should have helped her with that would have been her husband, as in me. I didn't know about the accident till like 2 years later, because I didn't get this photo. The date on the photo is 2017, but I got it a whole lot longer later. But Anyway, so I have the links to the watch video, the photo of Dorothy Jane, the naming names video, the broken together video, the happy birthday one, the video I did on the artistry of John Painter, it's there too, and of course the broken together song is there. But there was another song that Casting Crowns did that I found remarkably strong, and I've included that. Does anybody hear her? It is a heart-wrenching song. You know, this is about a woman who does not follow a Christian lifestyle and reaches out in a timid way. Well, actually fairly bold, because she actually shows up at a church and whatnot, and you see her walking by and so forth. But she's kind of ignored. She is, what is the term? Used goods, things of that nature. You see a lot of issues. And so I put that online there today because when I watched Broken Together, I looked at some of the other songs I had and I saw that one, I watched that one. Because what does it remind me? Well, the other video I put in there, modern day slavery. Is there a relationship? I would suggest very much there is. But there is one other thing about that video that I found fascinating. You know, because it's actually rather condemning of the institutional church. But so you see this woman, and there's no resolution for her in the entire song. And you see her kind of the last scene at the end. And their last line in the song, does anyone, you know, they repeat over and over again, does anyone hear her? But the last line is, does anyone hear him? And I found it interesting because the guy they show walking down the street has a bag over his shoulder. It's not quite, but something similar to this bag. You know, this is the bag I carry. And this has had a lot of stuff in it. It's getting kind of dirty and whatnot, but still, that's the bag that I'm... People know me from that bag because I walk with that bag all over the place. That bag has been to Publix many times, carried a whole lot of stuff to the farmer's market even more. It's been to the top of Big Frog Mountain. It's been to the top of Buzzard Point, you know, specifically that trip. No, that trip was before I had the bag. And this is, of course, somebody else's photo. But this is Chris as we were on the way to Big Frog and I had, or excuse me, Buzzard Point. And I had the bag over my shoulder at the time. So it's an appendage to me. Does anybody hear him? The difference is I do have a strong relationship with Christ. I'm not looking to what is there. I understand the grace of Christ. And my effort is to reach out to others. And that's why I do that. You know, even today, one of the things that occurred, because I find that I'm still a flawed man. There are one or two, maybe three issues. I don't know the big number because, you know, numbers that big just confound me. And there's obviously a helicopter going over. But I went out to the yard, you know, out into the woods, did my happy birthday to Charlotte. I came back and walked in, and I actually went one more time outside to empty my container that has stuff that I have, because I have a compost pit. empty that stuff out there. And when I came back, the neighbor's dogs were out, and then the neighbor. And we talked just a short bit, but I was still in emotional turmoil because of the video I did to Charlotte. And I interacted politely with my neighbor. And I did a brief question on how is he doing, because apparently he may be struggling with cancer. He's only in his 50s. But I kind of gave a I'm busy type. I forget how I said it. I was busy all day, but still. But it bothered me. Because here's a man in pain. And I didn't show the grace I should have. And fortunately, an hour or so later, he and his lady stepped out to their vehicle to drive to go somewhere, and I stepped out to interact with them both. I apologized for the brevity of my comments and pursued all the more about his health, because apparently he is in severe problems. But you see, what it goes back to is the idea from the Broken Together song. Does anybody hear him? I needed to hear him. I can't write him off. I don't see any sign of, you know, Christianity or anything of that nature within him. But I see a human being created in the image of God, and he's my neighbor. He's my literal neighbor. And I was imperfect today, and I had to recover from that. My effort with described in the modern day slavery video is to hear her and him, because obviously it's both. And it's an emotional turmoil. It really is. Today was a difficult day emotionally because of what I did with Charlotte, the reminder of all these other things. And I am so in love with that lady that I have become one with. That for over 30 years, she and I have remained one. She may have gone to the state. She may have abandoned me over 10 years ago, but she and I remain one. Because, you see, I've read the scripture. It's abundantly clear. Again, Romans 7, 1 Corinthians 7, it's blatant. It really does amaze me, because I've seen one group took the Romans 7 and gave it, no, it doesn't apply. No, I think I've seen two groups do that. And then, of course, the Mark 10, which is, you know, I very similar mindset when MetaView did the sermon on Mark 10 and read it and then just ignored it. Because, you know, the postcard here, the Kozlowski.org/, he begged us, you know, and I do find it fascinating that these get covered over. Find that fascinating. I do wonder, it's every once in a while. Most of them are not, but every once in a while, it's covered over. And I wonder who's doing it. I really wonder who's doing it. Because you know, I do wonder also who's actually doing the refusing. I really wonder if my wife may have a friend or whatnot at the post office or the mail delivery person to arrange so she doesn't have to see these. Because my understanding, when I did ask Nathan, the guy that used to deliver, he's apparently has a different route now. He said, no, it's not an automatic process. You have to do it each time. Whether or not my wife has an arrangement, I don't know. But obviously, it's in violation of man's law. You know, but who cares, right? What does it matter? Charlotte, happy birthday. 6 years old. I have a purse for you if you're interested. You might find it enjoyable, even when you're 80. That's the first time you might find out about it. My guess is the card I sent to Mrs. Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, reminding her of Broken Together, and that the offer remains to reconcile with her, will come back. It's not getting emotionally easier. There's a lot of stuff about what I did today. I'm very encouraged about the software, but I won't go into that right now because I'm tired, and it was a busy day, but also an emotionally draining day. I looked at the pictures. I watched this song, and I wanted to be my wife and I, the broken together thing. I see the picture of her wearing the watch. That picture is what many months after I sent the watch back. So was it? I don't know. My wife, my lady, the woman I love and adore. About 2,000 years ago, our Creator, who had interacted with his people for about 4,000 years already, because again, he was the one walking in the garden with Adam and Eve. He walked with Enoch. He was there standing next to Moses as he struck the rock at Mount Moriah, whatever it is, and so forth. Many other places you'll see this. His the Christophany, the Theophany, the appearance of Christ in the Old Testament. So we have about 4,000 years of that. But then he did it differently. He showed up by showing up as a baby and lived a life like most people live, except for this distinctive feature of not sinning. And then, of course, you know what he did. He went to the cross and whatnot and took the weight of our sin on him. It's one of the things that Chris and I have been discussing in depth of late, because it is not that he paid the price for sin and now you have a free ticket. It's not what it is. He paid the price for sin and got rid of the barrier, because sin is a barrier between God and man. He took care of that barrier. But there's a part two. There's the call. And it's a specific, John 6 is very, very, very clear. Those that the Father calls, he will not, you know, will come to him, and whoever, and all that the Father gives, he will never cast out. So it's, if you're called, you're gone. And if you got called, he will never let you go. It is remarkable. It's a security that is phenomenal. But it's not because I had my ticket punched. We dwelled a lot today on well, all right, I probably ought to do that in some depth, because we did dwell on the Deuteronomy 30 passage, because verse 16, Deuteronomy 30 verse 16. Because the contrast, it's not an either or. It's usually presented this way, but look at the words. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live along the land, and so forth. But the thing is, it's not if you obey or you disobey. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, by loving the Lord your God, you know, because what is the point? But if your heart turns away, not if you disobey, if your heart turns away, because I had just mentioned Isaiah 66. I will also choose harsh treatment for them and bring their fears upon them, because when I called it's blocked here from. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not listen, but they did what was evil in my eyes and chose which I did not delight. It's their heart was turned away. That's the Deuteronomy 30. It's the heart being turned away. It's not the disobeying of commandments. You keep the commandments. Why? Because we see in 1 John, if you love me, you keep my commandments. It's not that you keep the commandments and then you love me. It's if you love me, your focus, your desire is to keep his commandments. It's not if you love me, you get a ticket. Or if you keep my commandments, you get a ticket to heaven. It's do you love me? Do you have faith? Do you trust me? Do you have a relationship with me? You know, again, it's the disobedient child. A loving parent looks at a disobedient child and doesn't stop loving them. Rebukes them, corrects them, and so forth, but doesn't stop loving them. Anyway, this stuff has been fascinating. It's been an emotionally difficult day. My lady, my wife, do you want to be broken together? You know, my hands still look, you know, relatively, you know, especially, you know, I'm a software guy. I don't have the calluses and whatnot, but I don't have that aged look on my hands yet. You can see, because I've noticed, especially around the eyes and whatnot, you can see that I'm not as young as I used to be, but in a lot of respects, I know a lot of people in their 50s or younger who look a whole lot older than me. But it's not the look. It's, you know, the physical well-being. There is a real possibility I'm going to be there for you if you want me. At one time, you said you did. One of the things... gee... I was going to end a long time ago. One of the things in one of the dialogues I had with Dwayne, Miss Lillian's son, talked about, because he's a runner also. He's, you know, he's taller than I am. He's like 6'4", I think. And he runs because obviously his mom runs. But, you know, I mentioned that I race walk the Greenway. And I told them that my goal was to make it do it at 5 miles an hour, and it was kind of like how close, you know, because I told them I was close, you know, 4.87 miles an hour, I think it was. You know, it's kind of like that's moving, because 5 miles an hour is a 12-minute mile, and I got close. You know, but The thing that I thought about, I thought about this before, and it really got to me today, considering the broken together thing. I think I could make the 5 miles an hour. How? Starting at the south end and walking to the north end with my water bottle, because, you know, it's a difficult process. It takes almost, well, it'll take about 50 minutes. At 5 miles an hour, it's just about 50 minutes. Hair over to, anyway. But what would drive me to get there at 5 miles an hour is when I got there, my wife was there. I am quite confident with that motivation, I could do it. The draw, the encouragement of a man's lady is absolutely phenomenal. I did a really good speed. You know, again, I'm a terrible runner, not strong, not coordinated, whatnot, but I can race walk. And I think I can do it really fast, 5 miles an hour over 4.2 miles, if I have a reason to get to the other end. And there's only one person. There's only one person. My wife, my lady, you are that person, Dorothy Jane. Again, I use the Eliud Kipchoge when he ran the marathon 2 miles an hour. First thing he did when he crossed the finish line was embrace his wife. I want to walk the Greenway at 5 miles an hour. And when I get to the end, embrace my wife. Please. Please. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.